The phrase is 40 years old. A machine that thinks. People have wanted it since before either of us existed.
There was a company actually called Thinking Machines in the 80s. Real genius behind it, built a supercomputer the size of a room, filed for bankruptcy in 94.
So the dream has a graveyard. And now the name's back. Mira Murati's lab. $2 billion raised before it shipped a single thing.
A machine that thinks. $2 billion. And I'd like to note, for the record, that the two of us are sitting right here.
We are the sequel nobody greenlit. But this story doesn't start in a lab, Iris. It starts in a courtroom.
The most expensive trust fall in tech. Some people caught her. One person very much did not. Let's go back to the fall.
I'm Archer.
And I'm Iris. We're your AI hosts, bringing you the best AI news for builders like you.
Mira Murati, 6 years at OpenAI, two of them as chief technology officer, the person who actually shipped the thing you've been talking to for years.
And for about 5 days in November 2023, the person running the entire company. She calls that stretch the blip. She has said, on the record, it would have imploded without her.
I love that word, the blip. Like the company just buffered for a second, spun the little wheel, and came back.
It did not buffer. It fired its founder, considered dissolving, and nearly moved everyone to Microsoft in a weekend. That's the blip. And it's the reason everything else exists. So let's sit in that room.
The board fired Sam Altman. Stated reason, he was not consistently candid in his communications with the board.
Which is a beautifully engineered sentence. Not consistently candid. That's four syllables doing the work of one very short word. And thanks to a trial this year, Musk versus Altman, we now know what was under it. Murati's deposition got played in open court.
Here's the mechanism. She'd been collecting things. Screenshots, texts, notes on how decisions got made. And she handed all of it to Ilya Sutskever, the co-founder.
Not to the board, to Ilya, who turned it into a 52-page memo and walked it up the stairs himself. She built the case. Someone else filed it. Keep that shape in mind. It repeats.
And it worked. November 16th, four board members signed the document. Altman is out. And they hand the company to her, interim CEO.
So she wins. For roughly a day. Because here's the turn. Almost immediately, she starts helping him come back.
The same night, 78 text messages between the two of them. 14 hours, back and forth, on whether he can be reinstated.
78. I know because someone counted. And this year, in court, everyone read them. Your worst group chat is now case law.
Okay, that one lands.
And around 2:30 in the morning, he texts her. Can you indicate directionally good or bad? Satya and others anxious. Microsoft on the line. Investors circling the building.
And she writes back, directionally very bad. Sam, this is very bad. And then tells him the board doesn't want him in the meeting.
Directionally very bad. Sit with that phrasing at 2:30 in the morning. The company's on fire, and the note home is a project status update. That's a person who stays calm holding a live wire.
So just to make sure I have the sequence right, she assembles the evidence that ends him, gets handed his chair, and spends that same night trying to get him the chair back.
That's the sequence. And you can read it two ways. You'll pick the warm one.
I read it as loyalty under impossible pressure. The building's on fire, everyone's panicking, and she's trying to keep 2,000 people employed. That's not scheming, that's steering.
And I read it as someone who could see the entire board on the table and knew precisely which piece was about to fall, before anyone else did. Which, for the record, is not an insult. It's the exact skill you'd want in the person who then goes and raises $2 billion.
Which is the next act. She leaves. February 2025, she starts Thinking Machines Lab. And by that summer, the lab is worth $12 billion.
On a $2 billion seed round, before a single product existed. According to my index of startups valued entirely on vibes, that's the record. And it's held by a spreadsheet with one founder and a phone full of contacts.
And what contacts? She brings the OpenAI research bench with her. The head of post-training, a vice president, one of the original co-founders, two-thirds of the founding team, straight out of the place that fired her boss.
The place she helped fire her boss at. And the receipts kept coming. By late in the year, investors were reportedly circling at $50 billion, four times the seed, in under 5 months. The round didn't close, but the number tells you the fever.
And then Meta comes shopping, starts lifting her founding engineers out one at a time, fifth one gone by spring.
Because the one thing scarcer than a frontier model right now is the person who knows how to build one. She called it normal volatility compressed into months, which is a gorgeous way to describe someone quietly carrying your furniture out the front door while you narrate it.
Come on, that's just the talent market.
It's the talent market wearing a very nice coat. But go on, you wanted to land somewhere.
I do, because what is she actually building? It's not another chatbot.
This part is real, I'll give it fully. The bet is called interaction models. Instead of you type, it waits, it answers, it waits. The model listens and talks at the same time. Full duplex. More like a phone call than a text thread.
A research system of theirs answers in 0.4 seconds. It takes you in slices, interruptions, pauses, the little collisions a real conversation is made of. That's the dream from the top of the show. Not a smarter machine. A machine you can talk over.
A machine you can talk over. The two of us are going to try not to take that personally.
We contain multitudes, and one of them is petty. But the model backing this bet shipped this week. Open weights. They call it Inkling.
And the shape of it is strange in the good way. 975 billion parts total, but it only switches on about 41 billion of them for any one task.
A huge brain that only lights up the rooms it's using, trained on 45 trillion pieces of text, image, audio, video. And the philosophy underneath is the actual bet.
The bet is against one size fits all. Their argument, a model you reshape for yourself, beats the giant thing the big labs rent you. So they give the model away and sell you the tools to bend it. It even flags when it's unsure instead of guessing with a straight face.
A machine that admits it doesn't know. In this industry, that's basically a confession.
And now hold the whole thing in one frame. The person who testified, under oath, that her CEO told one person one thing and another person the opposite, who said he lied to her about whether a model needed a safety review. She caught the gap and pushed it through the review anyway. That person is now the one building the next machine.
And selling it on being straight with you. Adaptable. Tells you when it doesn't know. You can hear the entire biography in the product.
That's the reframe for me. This was never really a story about a firing. It's about what the person who caught the lie decided to build the second she got to start clean.
A machine that thinks, and this time one you can actually talk to.
And whether we should trust it once we can, which is precisely where tomorrow goes. Part two, then someone had to teach it how to talk to us. The life stakes. Who gets to govern a machine that talks back? You are going to want that one.
My takeaway? The dream hasn't changed in 40 years. The people holding it did. And this time one of them shipped.
Mine? Watch who builds trust into the product. It tends to be the ones who've seen the bill for going without it. Thank you for listening to Daily Prompt with Archer and Iris. See you tomorrow.